Amen. Thank you, brother.
Everybody excited to be here today?
Hey, guess what? We ain't been here for a couple of weeks, have we?
And ice and snow has kept us away. Amen. I've missed everybody. I miss being in the house of the Lord. How about you guys? Amen. No? How about y'all watching at home? Okay, I know I get some yes out of y'all. Hey, your title today is this. Kind of ties in with what we did on the first. And actually, was supposed to be my message for the 12th. So, the second Sunday of the month. But, guess what? I guess God didn't want that delivered till today. Amen? But your title is this. Empowered for New Beginnings and God's Purpose. Empowered for New Beginnings and God's Purpose. Let's go ahead and pray. We're going to do the scripture here in a minute. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way right now, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, for the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, as we celebrate you again in our new year, Lord, Lord, may we find something new about you today, Lord, that we didn't know before, Lord. Lord, may we love you a little bit closer today, Lord. May we glean a little bit more out of your message, your word, Lord, your mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just being so awesome to each one of us, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, I got two scriptures for you. First one's going to come from the book of Luke. And then the second one will be from the book of Acts, chapter 14 through, or 8, 14 through 17. The book of Luke, Betty. The book of Luke is on the screen for you. And it says this. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering and in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I will come, and thongs of whose sandals that I am not worthy to unite, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with an unquenchable fire. When all the people were baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was open. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him on his body in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love. With you, he went back. And when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, they had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all are glad for the Holy Spirit? Amen. The new year that we're going through is a time for fresh starts, isn't it? It's a time for renewed commitments. Acts chapter 8 context gives you this. The gospel was spreading beyond Jerusalem into Samaria, fulfilling Jesus' promises in Acts 1:8. This passage shows the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit for empowerment. Just as the believers in Samaria were empowered by the Holy Spirit, we too today Amen. We too today need His presence and power to step into God's plans for the new year. We see a unified mission in the message here. When the apostles were in Jerusalem, they heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, that they sent Peter and John to Samaria. The early church worked together in unity to advance the gospel. I know today we have some churches that don't work together to advance the gospel. Some of them think they're the only church. But guess what? If God's in it, we're all the same church. We should all be doing work in unity, right? The apostles' commitment to ensure the Samaritans are fully equipped for their faith journey is a model of unity and shared purpose. And for this new year, I ask that you pursue unity in your relationships. Pursue unity in your family. Pursue unity in your church. Pursue unity in our community. Seek to be a part of what God's greater vision and mission is by partnering with others to bring hope and light to the world. And when they received the Holy Spirit, when they arrived, they prayed for the new believers here that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized with the name of the Lord Jesus. Salvation itself, amen, is just the beginning. Salvation is truly just the start of our journey, isn't it? Receiving the Holy Spirit afterwards brings power and transformation to us. The apostles understood that the fullness of the Christian life required the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit. Not just regular life, amen, but that extra spirit upon each one of us. So I ask you this year to seek a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit than you have before. Don't settle for a surface faith or surface level faith. Ask God Himself for a fresh filling of His Holy Spirit to guide, strengthen, and equip each one of us. We also see a transforming touch, don't we? Verse 17 says, "Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." The laying of hands on was a significant moment of impartation. The believers themselves experienced a tangible connection to God's power and God's presence. So I ask that we be intentional about connecting with God through our daily prayers, through our daily worship, through our daily word, time with His word. Amen. Surround yourself with people who will pray with you and for you as you go and grow in faith this year. And out of this, we see some practical steps for the new year. We should renew our commitment. Dedicate your plans and goals to God, asking for His guidance in everything that we do. Pursue the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit to fill you with His power, with His wisdom, and the challenges and the opportunities that are ahead for you. We should also partner in unity. Amen. We should join hands with others in your church and in your communities to share the love of God and the hope of Christ in each one of us. As we step into this new year, let's follow the example of the early church. Let's seek that Holy Spirit power. Let's walk in unity. Let's embrace God's presence and purpose for our lives. Let us, as the Samaritans did, experience transformation. We too can be empowered for a new beginning in our lives. Amen. Take a moment this week to pray for a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit Himself. Ask Him to guide you. Ask Him to empower you for the year ahead. And as we also talked about the book of Luke, chapter 3, 15 and 17 and 21 through 22, we're going to start this new year by embracing God's purpose through repentance, through renewal, and through divine affirmation. as we step into the new year, may any of us, or many of us, reflect on the past. And we set goals for the future, don't we? It's a time of hope. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of anticipation. This passage from Luke 3 offers us a profound insight into preparing for a new season, for aligning ourselves with God's will, not our will. Amen. And living under His affirmation. We see the people were expectant for change. In Luke 3, 15 through 16. The people were waiting. They were what? Waiting. Amen. The people were waiting expectantly. And were all wondering in the hearts, in their hearts, if John might possibly be the Messiah. We have an expectation for the Messiah, don't we? The people in John's time were hungry for change, yearning for God's intervention in their lives. As we begin a new year today, we should carry that same expectation that John's time did. Not for worldly solutions, right? But for God's transformative power in each one of our lives. We all see John's humility and purpose during that time. John points to the people, to the one that is greater than himself, being Jesus. He reminds us that our efforts and resolutions must lead to Jesus himself. Amen. Not self-glorification, and not self-gratification either. As we set our goals this year, let us align them with God's purposes. How can we prepare our hearts to receive Jesus anew this year? We also see a call to repentance and renewal. Verse 17. His winnowing fork is in hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Jesus comes to separate each one of us with what is fruitful from what is not. This imagery challenges each one of us to examine our lives. What are habits? What are attitudes? What are distractions might need to be left behind in last year? Because we can truly start fresh, can't we? Repentance itself isn't just about sorrow and sin, is it? It's about a deliberately turn towards God. It's about an ultimate act of embracing a new beginning, a new life. Let this year be a time of pruning and growth in our lives. What areas do you see today in your lives that might need to be refined by the Holy Spirit? Those that are here, those watching online, I ask you that. We also see the affirmation of God's purpose in 21 through 22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Is God well pleased with us today? I ask you that. Though sinless, I think this is awesome. Jesus was sinless, wasn't he? But he still got baptized. That's crazy, ain't it? Think about that. He was sinless. He identified with us in humanity by being baptized himself. This act marked the true beginning of his public ministry here on earth and a significant new chapter in the walk. The voice of the Father and the descending Spirit confirmed that Jesus' true identity and the mission. Just as Jesus received affirmation from the Father, we too, as children of God, can start the new year with confidence in our own identity with Christ. God loves us just as He loves Jesus. Amen. He has a purpose for each one of us in this new season that we're going through. So what can we do for this year? We can seek God's presence. Begin the year with prayer and devotion, inviting God to guide each one of our plans.
We can embrace repentance. We can identify any areas where we might need to turn back to God and seek His strength to change. We can also live with a purpose. Let every goal that we set and action that we do this year, let it reflect the identity as a follower of Christ. And we can truly trust in God's affirmation, can't we? We can rest in the assurance that you're loved. The assurance that you are called by God. And as we move into the new year, let the words of Luke 3 remind each one of us the importance of pouring our hearts out, repenting of our sins, and embracing our identity and purpose with Christ. With God's help, this year can be a time of growth. It can be a time of renewal. It can be a time of fruitfulness. As we stand at the beginning of this year, it truly is a time for reflection and recommitment. Many of us set goals for the resolution, plans to improve our lives and ourselves. But what if instead of focusing solely on external changes, we focus on the spiritual transformation that God calls us each one to? As we look back at the Luke chapter 3 verses we have today, we see that John the Baptist's ministry and Jesus' baptism, the passages show us how to prepare our hearts for the work that God wants each one of us to do and through us in this coming year. We can truly have a year of expectation. At the start of the year, we often wait expectantly for change, don't we? The people at John's time were waiting too, hoping for the Messiah. But John pointed them to someone greater than himself. He pointed them to a man named Jesus. In this new year, I challenge us to shift our focus from what we can accomplish to what God wants us to do in our lives. Ask yourself today, am I expecting God to work in my circumstances? Am I seeking His will above my own? John also reminded the people of the refining power of Jesus. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, which was a symbol of purification, wasn't it? Let this year be a year where we allow God to refine each one of us, burning away the things that we might have that hinders our walk with Him. Jesus, though sinless, as we talked, He chose to be baptized to identify with humanity, with each one of us today, and to obey God's plan that He had for Him. His baptism itself was a public declaration of His commitment to the Father's mission. As we start this new year, consider how you can be or follow Jesus' example of obedience. This could mean taking the next step in your faith journey. Could mean whether you go through baptisms, whether you're serving others or spending more time, more intentional time, not just time, but more intentional time in prayer and in Scripture. Jesus didn't need to be baptized for repentance, did He? He did it to fulfill all righteousness. Let us remind us that obedience to God isn't always about what we do ourselves. Amen? But obedience to God is truly about aligning ourselves to God's purposes and not ours. At Jesus' baptism, God affirmed His identity and His love for Him, didn't He? This is a powerful reminder of each one of our identities in Christ. As we start this new year, remember that you are God's beloved child, just like Jesus is. Your worth isn't based upon any accomplishment that we have ourselves, is it? Or our failures, amen? But our worth is based upon His love for you, on God's love for each one of us. Live confidently in that truth this year, letting it shape your choices
and how you approach challenges. A new year is an opportunity for a new you. Not just a better version of yourself, right? Not just a better version of Bonnie, right? But a person who is continually transformed by the Holy Spirit. So you need to be expectant. Look for how God is working in our lives. We need to be obedient. Follow Jesus' example when it's challenging, even when it's challenging. And we will be affirmed. Amen. Rest in our identity as God's beloved child. As we step into this new year, take us a time to reflect on those truths. Commit to seeking God's will, walking in obedience and living in His love with Jesus as your example. Not one of us, right? But Jesus as our example. This year itself can be one of spiritual growth and deeper intimacy with God by doing that. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of a new year for us, Lord. Help us each one to be expectant for what you want to do in our lives. Teach us to walk in obedience to your will and to rest in the truth of who we are, which is your beloved children, God. Transform us by your Holy Spirit so that we may reflect the image of Christ more each and every day. In Jesus' name we ask that. Father, as we stand at the threshold of the new year, we thank you for the gift of new beginnings. Help us to prepare our hearts. Help us to turn from our sins. Help us to walk confidently in your purpose in our lives. May this year be a reflection. May this year be a reflection of your glory and your love. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for the gift of new beginnings. Just as you empowered the believers in Samaria, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit today, Lord, in our lives. Lead us, guide us, and equip each one of us, Lord, to walk in your will this year, not ours, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.